This article is entitled Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Remember how the Wicked Witch in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs would go to her mirror for reassurance? She would ask the mirror if she was still the fairest of them all. To which the mirror would always reassure her that she was indeed the fairest. Then one day the mirror informed her that she had been replaced by Snow White. Snow White was now the fairest in the land. While we don't have a magic mirror such as that of the Wicked Witch, we do have people's patterns as mirrors to reflect back to us our fairness or lack thereof. If the mirror doesn't assure us of our fairness, it is because we have a pattern that is clouding our view of the quality our heart is wishing to have acknowledged. For instance, it used to really bother me for someone who didn't know me to gush about how glad they were to meet me. After these interactions, my pattern mirror would always tell me that I was no longer fair. And no matter how polite I would try to be in those circumstances, the pattern mirror would later give back the image of an angry person instead of a heartful one, because I didn't respond to what they were giving me in a very polite way. So I felt I was no longer fair. Now, it's not that what they were giving me was really real, but still I thought I should be polite nonetheless. Thus, to stay fair in these introductory situations, I had to start loving the friendliness offered by their heart instead of their fake pattern. Then it would no longer matter how the other person presented themselves. We have no control over the patterns of others, but we can still find their heart intent underneath the pattern. And since everyone has a heart that is fair, it is worthwhile to stop bumping into each other's patterns and discover the wonder of bumping into hearts. The woman was trying to be friendly. She just didn't let it quite touch her heart. But I could touch that part of her heart. Being able to resonate with the real energy of friendliness has just been one of the many gifts my mirror of patterns has supported me in discovering. And while there are some irritations that are more tenacious than others, the mirror of patterns keeps me honest. In fact, checking to see if a current pattern fits the fairness of my heart has not only made me more honest, but much happier. If you can't see the quality of another's heart, then you're not the fairest in the land. By looking at your true reflection every day, you will be able to keep your mirror clear and your heart connected. Your mirror reflection is uniquely yours. It is like a friend who not only tells you the truth about heart love, but supports you in owning it. Melinda, did that strike any notes with you?
It did. I caught myself thinking about where I work and the friendliness example that you gave. You know, it can be hard when you're with strangers.
Why don't you tell the people where you work?
I work at a visitor center, and I have people come in and, you know, that want information, and sometimes they don't respond
fair.
Yes, yes.
What they consider to be the fairest,
right,
that they could respond.
That's right. Yeah, sometimes it's like there's nothing I can do, song or dance, to catch their interest or, you know, make them feel like they got what they wanted or needed. And
so instead of welcoming, loving that quality that could be brought and trying to connect with that in your heart, you would just like to say, okay, I really don't care if you see anything.
Yes. But I get to practice this. And so, you know, I've learned to stop talking. And see if they will offer something that then I can find a connection in, instead of me just projecting onto them and setting the theme.
So when you are quiet and just interact, are you able to find the welcoming that your heart has that can touch their heart?
I can, yeah.
Good.
And it changes the experience quite a bit. And while it's not the goal, usually we have a better connection and a better experience together.
Good, good. Yeah, that's a good example. Thank you.
Thanks.